Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, there are a couple meetings that you might have on the books with agents just because everybody's in the same place, and sometimes it's nice to sit down face-to-face. But over the course of my career, increasingly, this is just a continuation of a lot of the conversations that as teams we've been having with each other for a while. So, you know, a lot of those will continue to happen by phone, by text, just the same way they do before and after the meeting. So,
that is President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom, on Sports on a Sunday Morning here on KMOX. He's on that show pretty much every Sunday. So if you want to hear from the President of Baseball Operations weekly, this is a place to do it, KMOX. And we go to the guest line this morning. For the first time, we head to Orlando, Florida. That is where the winter meetings are happening right now. Bloom is there for that. So everybody in the all the dignitaries. Everybody in the baseball world who is of import is there. And we talked to Matt Pauley. That includes him. He is our host of Sports Open Line and Rush Hour Sports, pre- and post-game coverage for the Cardinals. And Matt Pauley is with us now. How's it going, Pauley?
It's going all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing all right. So let's see, 10:30 our time, 11:30 yours. That means something should have happened by now on Monday.
Nothing.
Absolutely. Oh, damn.
A lot of people have walked by my broadcast spot, but that's about it.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, I guess. Never mind then. Well, I thought the winter meetings were going to be popping.
Well, maybe they're going to start popping at some point in time, but that time is not quite at this moment.
So when these folks are walking around, do they like squirrel away into a corner and have conversations, or do those conversations take place not
a hotel
so much
room.
In public.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most of the stuff is happening in hotel rooms. Now, I saw Oliver Marmol walk by earlier today. I saw Daniel Descalso walk by just a little while ago. So not everybody is in the hotel suite at all times. They are. A lot of conversations are taking place, and we'll just see if there's any fruit to bear as a result of them.
I know that we have spent, we did last week a couple of times spend some time talking about winter meetings and what the real value of it is now, because I think a lot of people, and I'm included in this, I think it would be pretty cool if it was almost like NBA free agency signing period, where there's this moment where all this flurry of activity happens and it's all in the same day or the same handful of days. You know, like you go to the winter meetings and then this deal happens and that deal and all this stuff starts to break. But it doesn't really go down like that, Matt. So is the real value of the winter meetings?
Yeah, it doesn't go down that way because there's no salary cap in baseball. So you've got all the time in the world. In the NBA, if you don't spend your money, well, somebody else is going to spend it. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be without an opportunity to sign somebody that you want to sign, and you're just going to be sitting there with money to spend. So a salary cap does create some urgency, which baseball does not have. As far as answering your question, though, the value is just getting everybody together. I think it's twofold. First off, for the organizations, it's a chance to get everybody in the same room and start thinking about what things are going to look like. And when opportunities present themselves, there's a lot of different, you know, shareholders and what's going on, and they can all talk about it together. So there's a lot of value in just being together. And then the fact that everybody's here, that's just going to, you know, activity begets activity. And the fact that it's so easy to go talk to executives from other teams and know that everybody's here and you can get face to face, there's value in that. People should know, though, that the winter meetings are much more than that. I mean, this is where the industry gets together for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of job interviews that are going on out here. There's people who are just looking for jobs and don't have an interview set up, that are just walking around trying to network with people and talk to people. The different facets of organizations, you know, all the PR folks will get together across baseball, all the marketing folks will get together, all the ticketing folks will get together. It's just it's the entire baseball world really coming together here for 3 days.
Matt Pauley is joining us from Orlando, Florida at the winter baseball meetings. Heim Bloom's made one trade so far, and that was with the Boston Red Sox, a club for which he once worked. I would assume is pretty familiar with the organization. These general managers are people, too. And so you've got to have their relationships and relationships of trust that have to exist in order for a GM to truly be effective in making these kinds of deals. What's your perception of how Heim Bloom is perceived by his colleagues?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think he is very much respected across all of baseball. And this comes, you know, last year when I was here, it had been announced that he was going to take over as the president of baseball operations. I can't tell you how many different people, because we were sitting at our table at the winter meetings and we had our Cardinal banner up and everything, and I can't tell you how many agents and how many people from other organizations stopped by and said to me how much they liked and appreciated Heim Bloom and how happy they were that he was getting another opportunity with the Cardinals. So he's a legit good dude, and I think he treats people the right way, and people feel that throughout all of baseball.
So what does that do for an organization if a president of baseball operations, general manager, however they're titled, if they are a good guy? Because I think, you know, if you're a baseball fan, if you're a Cardinals fan, you're thinking, I don't care if he's nice, I just want him to get work done. Mm-hmm. But how does that, if at all, help him get work done?
Yeah, I think there are certain executives in the game that other executives just would rather not deal with. I've heard that from a few people. So you go make a move with somebody, and maybe the medicals don't come back quite as clean as they said they were going to, or something. Or it's just an uncomfortable situation, and you just have this bad taste in your mouth about doing business with that person or with that team. I don't think that's ever going to be the case with Heim Bloom, so I don't think it really impacts things right now. That, I mean, he was with Boston, so obviously if he treated people poorly in Boston, that could have an effect here on what's going on in St. Louis. But generally speaking, I think it's just the opportunity to have trust that you're always going to be able to work with people and get deals done.
It's going to be a challenge, it seems to me, for the Cardinals to really unload Nolan Arenado. They're going to have to eat a big chunk of his salary for the next few years. Is there a possibility that he returns to this ball club, that they can't move him?
I don't think so. Now, I was saying the exact same stuff 12 months ago, and then he ended up back with the team. So I guess never say never. I don't get the sense. I get the sense that they're going to find a way to get a deal done. Almost no matter how much money they have to eat, the goal is going to be for him not to be a Cardinal next year, and they're going to find a way to make that happen. Now, I do think it's going to take a little while to get done, because there's some other things kind of percolating out there on the third base market. So he's probably going to end up being the third or maybe fourth choice for some teams out there that are looking to add a third baseman. But I do think the Cardinals are able and willing to eat the money that they need to eat to be able to get Arenado to a different team next year.
So do you think it's the sort of thing where we're waiting for a while? Because a lot of deals nowadays, and that includes, and really in particular free agency deals, don't oftentimes happen until maybe spring training starts already. You know, certainly we get into February and there are still some pretty good free agents who are sitting out there. Could it be the kind of thing where maybe a team gets desperate and says, well, we don't want to be stuck waiting, so we're going to make this deal because it's available to us? Or will it be the kind of thing where we might be at the end of January or early February before he's moved?
Yeah, I think the latter is certainly a possibility, that it could take some time. Now, remember, the deal with the Houston Astros, that was worked out last year at the winter meetings. And when John Mozeliak was talking to us at the winter meetings last year and was talking so confidently about Arenado being traded, he thought he already had him traded to the Astros. And so that just shows you that it can happen earlier. I think the situation this year is very similar to the situation last year. So that doesn't preclude the possibility that a deal gets done sooner. But unless there's a team out there that just knows that they have no shot at some of these other third basemen, and they just want to jump right to Arenado, unless something like that happens, I think it's going to take a while.
If there's a surprise move, something we're not thinking about right now, what would that look like?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I don't think... I think everybody's available. I don't know what would... Yeah, if Mason Wynn got traded, that would surprise me, but I really, really don't think that's going to happen. If Michael McGreevy got traded, that would really surprise me. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't know what a surprise move would be, because almost everything and almost every player is available and on the table, so it would take something pretty extreme to surprise me at this point.
So Burleson wouldn't surprise you if he's dealt?
No, I guess he would. That's... But I don't think they're going to move him. They got 4 years of club control on Alec Burleson. It makes zero sense to move that guy, because he's somebody who's going to be able to still be here when the team gets back into a competitive window. So yeah, I guess that would surprise me, I guess you could say. But again, these things that would surprise me, I just really don't think are going to end up happening.
Yeah, there's a little bit of buzz I read yesterday, I guess it was, about the Yankees maybe having some interest in Wilson Contreras. You heard any of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interest in Contreras. And you look at, he's somebody whose salary and his production are right in line with each other. You don't feel like you're going to be overpaying for him. The fact that he's, you know, there's not as many right-handed slugging bats out there as you might think. So, I think that the Cardinals have a real opportunity with Wilson Contreras to maybe get a nice return. There's even the possibility that if they pick up some of the salary, the return could be that much better. So whether it's the Yankees or whether it's somebody else, I think moving Contreras could really be really advantageous for this team.
Speaking of the Yankees, Sonny Gray is a former Yankee, and he was traded to Boston, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago, from the Cardinals? And when he was traded, he said, it's great to go to a place where I can hate the Yankees, so easily hate the Yankees, because, you know, they're rivals. And Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees, kind of went back at him and said, and essentially he said, you know, he came here and he didn't want to be here. And I'm paraphrasing. He didn't want to be here in New York, but he acted like he wanted to be here to drive up his value. So what did you make of all of that? Because he kind of went back at Sonny Gray.
Yeah, and then Sonny's agent got involved in this, because Cashman said that Sonny Gray's agent told him to tell everybody that he wanted to go to New York because they wanted his value to be as high as possible, being able to just get out of Oakland. What a story. And if you go back to his initial press conference with the Yankees, he was gushing over coming to New York and being a Yankee and how amazing it was. And evidently he was just lying through his teeth as he was doing it. You know, as time passes, sometimes things change a little bit. He had a really bad experience in New York, so maybe the fact that he had such a bad experience in New York colors a little bit differently on how he was feeling before he got to New York. But what a story. And it's I guess it makes him the perfect member of the Red Sox now.
Yeah, that Sonny Gray's an interesting character, isn't he?
Interesting for sure. He's his own guy, man. He is his own guy, and there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, he is his own guy for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do we like him?
Yes, of course we like him.
Okay. I don't know.
Just checking.
I'm just making sure that maybe we don't like him. I've never met him. So.
Matt Polish.
Super good dude. Yeah. Just his own guy.
Okay.
I have met him, yes, on a few occasions.
See there?
Yeah.
Oh, Paulie, he gets around.
Hey,
he's out there meeting with Sonny Gray. He's got Boris coming over and talking to him. And,
yeah, Boris say hello to you yet?
Yeah.
I've not seen Boris. I talked to Brett Phillips today, the former big leaguer.
Ah, yes.
Brett Phillips.
He's probably
wow.
the most no. He remember he had that walk-off for Tampa Bay in the World
yes.
Series,
yes.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won, so we were talking, he won
he was
a
with the Brewers,
Stan
right?
Award a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with the Brewers, and then yep. he was with the Rays. But he won a Stan Musial Award a few years ago, so he was in St. Louis, and he was just gushing about that event and how he walked out of that event like a different person because yeah. of how energized and motivated he was for life. So super good. He was in a hurry. I'm going to try to talk to him at some point. He's a really cool guy. But yeah, he's one of the many former big leaguers walking around looking for jobs.
He's the dude right. that has the really weird laugh, right?
Yes, yeah, yes. Like the
yeah, it's like a goat. It's weird. He's yeah. so funny, and it's not on purpose.
He laughs like a goat.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like that.
Well, you'd hate to be known by that.
I know. But real quick, before I know you're covering baseball, but the college football playoff yeah. has been set. Mizzou and Illinois both going to bowl games. They're not in the CFP, obviously, but what's your take on the college football landscape now?
Yeah, I mean, there was some controversial. I think like most people, it bugs me that the committee had the rankings one way, and then all of a sudden a couple teams don't play, and they switch them around. Talk about Notre Dame. Here's my I have a little bit of a solution for that. They should be allowed in the initial playoff rankings before the final ones to put teams in a tied position. So you should be, if you want to say that Notre Dame and Miami, there's not a lot of difference between them, you should be able to put them in a tie position in the initial things. That might fix what happened. But when we're complaining to get about the final spot, final two spots in the college football playoff, it wasn't that long ago that we had a four-team playoff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm not overly worried about that final team to get in.
I'm not either. I've always said, you know, make it four teams because there was always that third team getting screwed out of the title game. There was always one, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine if it's four. You know, like if you're number five and you don't make it, I don't care that much about you. It's those top four teams in college football, right? So, all right, Matt yes. Paulie, appreciate it. We will be checking back in with you during the Gas House Gang after 12 o'clock today.
Sounds good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.